busted on the inside instead of busting on the, in the outside where it be in a cavity of his stomach. Like busting on the inside where it passed on out through his colon. And they didn't know what caused it, but that's what they found out. And yeah, he was lucky that he busted on the inside instead of busting on the outside. And if he had busted on the outside, he'd have died. They'd never know what killed him. They said, well, he died of appendicitis. I guess a lot of people did die and they never did know what killed them. Like, you know, things like that.
What about working in the field? Like, did you get
No, your hands were just as tough as the bottom of your feet because we worked barefooted. We never wore shoes. Yeah, I might say I just about what they'd call grown now. And I'd go barefooted, and girls would too. Yeah. The girls, they'd go out there and work in the field. Everybody worked back them days. And everybody expected to eat, and everybody expected to work. That's what you and everybody had a, well, just about everybody had a big family. I mean, raised a big family, and that's what they raised them for, to work. And you just went out there and done it because you didn't know anything else to do. That was the way it was supposed to be done. And I think it'd be better off now, people would, if everybody did want to work or do something instead of so much of this here giveaway program that they have. We got people, we've always had some people that wouldn't work. I mean, way back there when I was a boy working, we always had one or two in a community. Of course, I'm talking about a community, I'm talking about a mile or two square, because you didn't have... Well, I wasn't raised where you had houses like this house right here, right against me, and one right there, you see. Your closest neighbor would be across a 10-acre block, or maybe 20 acres field, or maybe half a mile off. That was your closest neighbor. And but we've always had, since I can remember, that we had people that didn't want to work, and they wouldn't work. They always expected they'd work just enough to get by, and that's all, just barely creep by. I've seen men though that wouldn't work, but he worked all of his kids. He put his kids out to work, and his wife. I've seen it happen several times, but he would never work. He was always the fella that collected the money. Well, we just figured, well, them kids have got a hard road to hoe. They got a hard time because they got to make a living, and their daddy ain't helping them any. He's a poor guidance. That's the whole thing. Well, everybody back them days, and the poorer there was, the more kids they had. They had a bunch. And they worked the kids, and then they go, when time comes to pay off, they went there and they collected the money for these kids' work. And whatever it was, if it was a dollar a day, well, they collected the dollar a day for them kids, and he'd buy groceries with it, sit down and eat. And the kids would feed him instead of him the other way. Nowadays, it's the other way. Yeah. But that, we had poor people. We had people that wouldn't work. And we got them right now, and don't matter what they say, there's always been a certain amount of poor people.